The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I gotta admit, that's something that I did not know about ants, that they held grudges. And that got me thinking, what else do I not know about ants?
The men's room top 10! The men's room top 10!
Garden Wars. 10 things we bet you didn't know about ants. You know what's worse than having ants in your pants?
Mm-hmm.
Uncles. That's funny.
Thank you, VD.
The thing when you say ants hold grudges, I'm like, oh, I know it.
Yeah, they do. When you ruin their carpet.
I told you, my Aunt Barbara, salt of the earth, one of the nicest people you ever meet.
But?
But my buddy Josh at my high school graduation party puked all over the wall. And for this to this day, if she sees him, she'll bring it up.
Damn.
And I don't know why. She doesn't bust a lot of chops on everybody else, but Josh still gets it.
She's got that one button. So these are some things that you might not have known about ants. Did you guys know that they have two stomachs?
I did not know that.
I don't know why they need two. They're not very big. Why do we need to pack two?
Well, they got three sections. So
maybe one gets full, so it's like, let's switch to the left stomach.
Nah, man, put this in the left one.
I can eat all day.
They are underwater survivalists. That one I feel like I did know.
I know that.
So,
because they live in the ground, and rain, saturation, they've learned to adapt.
Right. Which is still wild, because they do breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Are they one of those deals where they blow like an air bubble around them and they're good?
They can go the length of the pool underwater.
My God. They can just do the whole thing.
Yep.
10 facts you might not have known about ants. They leave invisible trails.
Well, if they're invisible, why would I know that?
Like a snail trail, but you can't see it?
Maybe.
Or is it just a scent? I mean, they leave a trail.
It says they leave invisible trails wherever they go.
Hmm. All right.
And I disagree. They leave a very visible trail because I can watch them go where the hell they go because they walk in a single file line.
But if it's invisible, how do we know they're there? I mean, do I shine a black light and I go, okay, these are the footprints of an ant? Or, like, what is the wavelength I have to look to see that there's, you got ants right in this here house?
Well, that one might actually come up here at another bullet point that we have here on the list.
Bullet points.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, see what I do? Yeah. They can live a long time.
How long is a long time?
Queen ants can actually live up to 30 years old.
Damn. 30 years?
Which, when you think about it, how long do you expect an ant to live? Honestly, insects, you know that they're not going to live as long. You know, the fly lives 24 hours.
And then what, spiders like a year, maybe two, depending on the spider?
Yeah, I would think an ant has tops a year.
Yeah.
30 years
for the queen.
She's seen a lot of ass.
Yeah, she has. Gotten a lot of ass, too.
Yeah, she's gotten a whole lot.
That's right.
Damn, 30 years.
Do the other ants get to sleep with her?
I believe.
I think she picks
so.
Who it is, gets the, gets that distinction.
Yeah.
Hmm. You with the two stomachs.
Let's make the colony. Oh.
I saw you bringing that leaf back. Get in here.
That was three times your size. Get in here, son. Come on.
Let's see what you're working with.
They outlived the dinosaurs.
So they're around with the dinosaurs.
Correct. Does that make them a dinosaur then?
Yeah.
Well, no, dinosaurs still have to be a reptile.
Do you?
Lizard. Well, yeah, that's what a dinosaur is, specifically.
I mean,
a shark is not a dinosaur. It's just it's an animal that's been around since prehistory. But a dinosaur is entirely different than a shark.
So
but you've been around.
Where does the woolly mammoth fit into this?
Not a dinosaur, it's a mammal.
Yeah.
But ants live underground, so when the meteor hits the earth, I think for them, they're like, it's all good, that's some upstairs junk.
But I mean, the chicken's technically a dinosaur.
It's not. It's a chicken now. It's a descendant of the dinosaur.
Right.
You're not a monkey, but you're descended from apes.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. I guess apes, not monkeys.
Yeah.
No, Mike's specifically a monkey. You can look at him and tell.
Yeah. I'm a cat.
There's no orangutan in Mike. That's all spider monkey.
10 facts you might not have known about ants. They have super strength.
Well, I didn't know that.
I feel like that's one of the basic things that you learn about ants.
Mm-hmm. I saw an ant.
But it's
once,
relative.
But, yeah, I saw an ant bench 300.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, get it, little fella.
All right. What's the size then? How much can they lift? How much times their own
is
body weight?
10 times or is it ridiculous?
Oh,
like 300
keep going.
Times?
Miles, how much times their own body weight can they lift?
I'll say 50.
Ted.
200.
Miles, you nailed it. 50 times.
Is it 50?
All right.
What's the strongest insect? I think it's like the rhino beetle or something.
Right.
It is just as far as their body weight goes and when they can lift their head. It'd be like you walking outside, picking up a house and moving it somewhere.
Exactly. With ease.
Yeah, with ease.
Like, man, I'll just move this over here. 10 facts you might not know about ants. They do breathe. They breathe through holes. They don't have lungs, but instead breathe through a series of holes on their sides.
Okay, now so because we breathe through holes, which is called nostrils or your mouth.
Right.
But we have lungs.
Right.
So maybe that's back to the swimming theory, like a porpoise
or an orca. If you're breathing through a hole, maybe you can.
Yeah, but we have holes.
But is it like? But is it like a tunnel? You know what I mean? Maybe they just have a solid tunnel that goes through. They have one sphincter on one side that like pulls the air through, and it just that's kind of where it
yanks the oxygen out where it needs.
Right. Like,
so are they breathing or air just runs through them then? I guess air just runs through
them. If they don't have lungs, can they breathe?
You know what? When you put it that way, probably not. So I guess the air just rolls through them.
Right, because a fish isn't exactly breathing. The water's running through their gills and it's gaining the oxygen.
Yeah, they need oxygen.
It doesn't count as breathing though?
Not if it, because breathing is an act that you do, right? You can hold your breath, but based on what Mike's saying with the ants, they couldn't not to get air. Like, you can choose to not breathe. If you want to, right?
Now, I'm theorizing with the tunnel through them thing. They breathe through a series of holes on their sides is what it says.
Okay.
So I don't know how that works.
So instead of stepping on an ant, I could just hold his sides and suffocate him?
There you go.
And just do the shh.
That sounded awful when it came out of my mouth.
Where is the queen?
When there's a much easier way to kill an ant, you want to make him suffer.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Just tapped out there.
Ted's just choking out ants over here.
I got a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Ant jiu-jitsu.
Ant jiu-jitsu.
They do actually raid other ant colonies.
Oh, there we go.
Some ant species raid other ant colonies to capture larvae and pupa to raise them in their own nests.
They steal their children?
Yes, they do. And they raise them as their own, Ted.
Vicious. I don't feel as bad about suffocating them now.
I would think that the smaller ants would sneak into the bigger colonies to steal those little larvae. That way they kind of have like the bane of the ant world, if you will.
Right.
Now he's like a super big guy on
our side. Raise some big ones for us.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not against a raid to take people's stuff and pillage, but...
Good to know.
Feeling like I'm stealing their children seems awful.
You need warriors, Ted. Especially if it's from a strong colony.
To kill them, you can use raid.
Yeah, right? I thought about the same thing. They use vibrations to sense.
Good ones?
Fire ants don't... attaboy. Attaboy. Fire ants don't have ears, so they use their feet to feel vibrations to sense their surroundings.
Hmm. And then light your ass up.
That's right.
Man.
Also, was not on this list, but one that I do know is that they are actually one of, pound for pound, the fastest animals or creatures on the planet.
I gotta think spiders are up there too, man.
Right?
Because sometimes you're gonna, like, go after a spider and it's like, that dude is hauling ass in spite of the fact that he's maybe, you know, an inch long.
Exactly. The one that I saw, it was on Animal Planet. It was some sort of a special ant. I don't remember. It's in, like, Africa or something like that. Don't even. But it's some certain kind of species of ant. But it moves so fast. We can't put that on there, Tim. There's certain species of ant. There's certain species of ant where they have to move in bursts.
Yeah, they do.
What's wrong with these ants? It has to move in bursts because it moves so fast that it blinds itself.
Oh.
It blinds itself. It can't
now
see.
It's blind.
Got it, man.
You're the one giving ant info.
That's true.
It moves so fast it blinds itself, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
They move so daggone fast they can't, so they have to stop and like reorient themselves. I'm just walking into a wall.
What's wrong with that ant?
Terry, you all right?
Keep your eye on him, man.
He just keeps grabbing the same leaf.
And then this is the number one thing.
You got it, Mike. You got it.
The number one thing that you might not know about. They use scent trails.
Well, yeah, he's blind.
I can smell it. Scout ants. Scout ants leave behind pheromone trails to guide other ants to food.
It's just the other ones like, just follow me with
this
the smell,
way,
bro.
This way, Terry. This way.
Jesus, Terry.
Ants on a log.
Oh, my God. Ooh,
I guess I'm kind of like an ant when I walk by a restaurant.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
You know what? You're not wrong. Yeah. I want to go in here. It smells good.